Good morning, this is Denver the Key State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agents, Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Now, the natural tallgrass and all of that, it's very pretty when you get out there into that the middle part of Kansas and up to Manhattan, I'm sure, is pretty nice as well.
It is. I love the prairie. It's like my favorite ecosystem. It's my favorite place to be. Going to school in North Carolina, where everyone lives like really, really close to the mountains or really close to the beach. They're all like, that's your favorite. But I just think it's so elegant, so beautiful. And the wind, it's just stunning. And the flowers and the grasses and just like the diversity. It's absolutely insane. You talked about Manhattan and the tall grass prairie out there. One thing that's a really sad fact is that that area of the tall grass prairie, that national preserve, is only 4% of what used to be there. That used to span down from the Dakotas down into Texas. We only have about 4% left of that. So it's kind of a sad thing that we've lost so much of this area. But being able to preserve it and seeing kind of a, I would say, this native grasses and native plants are becoming almost a trend. And there's a reason for it. It's beautiful. It's just stunning. They have such a uniqueness, but they're also so incredible for our landscapes because they make it really easy as a homeowner. They're perennials with incredibly deep roots that are going to look for water. So once they're established, you really don't have to water, which is huge. I mean, it just saves time and money. And when you're busy, it's the last thing you think about is watering the flowers in your landscape. So it's really nice. They also support your soil health, improve your soil health, and support biodiversity, especially some of our native pollinators, which is important. We sometimes forget about how many native pollinators we have. We think about our native plants, but they just kind of grow and work hand in hand with those pollinators. So that's also something that's really important. I do think a lot of people, if you haven't been out to Manhattan, been out there, there's a beautiful walk you can go on out there, or driven through Kansas, or been places where there are still tall grass prairies kind of in that eastern part of the state. Obviously, as you move towards Colorado, you kind of go into mixed grass and short grass prairies. But if you haven't really walked through either a remnant or a really well reestablished prairie, I think you're totally missing out. And so we'd like to invite you to come see one. The Grassland Heritage Foundation, they're based out of Olathe, and they have properties kind of across this eastern half of the state. And one of theirs is called the Lead Plant Prairie, and it's in Welda in Anderson County. So we're going to invite all of you guys to come go on a tour with us. This is going to be June 10th. We're going to meet at 6:30 p.m. at the Welda Community Building and then kind of caravan down to the prairie area. So we'd love it if you RSVP. It will help us with driving and cars. And you can do that by going on our website or just calling me at 785-229-3520 and letting us know you'll be there. But it's going to be such a great evening. It's going to be beautiful, nice summer night. I worked over at the Tallgrass National Preserve in Manhattan, and I also got to work for Natural Resources Department. And it's really the best way to learn your plants and identify things is just to go and be there and walk through it and point things out and ask questions. And I'll be there, and we're going to have a really, really wonderful presenter, Kathy Denning, who's the Grassland Heritage Foundation Program Director, to answer all those questions and to help us with identification. And then once we've seen all these beautiful plants in their native habitat, we're going to go back to that Welda Community Building and talk about how we can take a portion of this beautiful open grassland and bring it to our homes. So we hope to see you there. And again, just call the Extension office if you have any questions.
Great to see people getting more involved in the lovely grasslands. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.